Paul, a few of your guys called this a statement game in terms of how you played. Do you agree, and what statement did you make?
I think the third period would be an important period for us because we didn't really like the last 7 maybe to 10 minutes of our second. So being able to make adjustments, being able to recapture your game, the game that you want to play, and we did really well. So the first period was a good, solid period. We the huge 5-on-3 penalty kill. I thought after our power play, we stopped moving the puck through the neutral zone the way we needed to against that team. Came off our strength and kind of fed their strength for a little while, but got back to our game again in the third.
Talked a lot about Josh Morrissey's defensive game. What does it mean for him to get that payoff and then still play so solid defensively after that game?
Important that he doesn't lose touch of that offensive part of his game. You know, those guys that came into this with the NHL having a real solid offensive background, they want to make sure that they still feel it every once in a while. We'll take the growth and his development exactly the way it is right now. If he hadn't scored tonight, we'd be very, very pleased with his game. And he was better tonight than maybe his last game. It wasn't a fault, but you always want to see, if a guy has an off night, he comes back and plays really well. He's been very consistent, very, very good. And tonight he was better, and he got a goal for it, which is really important, I guess.
What have you noticed about Hellebuck during this higher workload time?
That he can manage a game. He's managed the games well. I don't think the LA game was easy for him. There was no pucks that came to him that he handled easily, but he handled them well. Tonight, very solid. So we've seen a few games now in he gets into a bit more of a rhythm where he looks exactly like he did tonight. Nothing was coming off him that he didn't understand. He ate so many of the pucks, even in traffic, they stayed with him. I think that in part is to do with just being in the rhythm.
What's the message for your group as you get ready for your longest road trip of the season here?
You pack lots of underwear. That would be it. Well, today's done. We'll get to tomorrow.
Paul, just talking to Connor Hellebuck, he was talking about how Toby Enstrom brings a calm and stability in front of him. What do you see? What is he bringing to this team this year?
He's been exceptionally consistent in his game. He breaks the puck out of heavy traffic as well as anybody in the league. He'll put it into the middle of the ice on the tape and quietly takes big minutes. And now he's on both special teams. He's been a huge piece. We've rotated kind of off Tyler's injuries, different partners in. They all play well, and when they play with Toby, he elevates other people's game because he rarely, I've got to pick the right term because I don't think the term we use is appropriate. He rarely passes his troubles on to somebody else. You know, he'll give you the puck clean, and if it's a problem, he'll just eat it. He won't send you something that you can't handle, which makes him great to play with and certainly calming in the net.
Is that your best game of the year?
Probably. Yeah, it probably was. We had a bit of a lull. They're a good team. They changed gears on us at the end of the second, and we found a way to come back.
Nick Ehlers, you and I had talked about him earlier. He had admitted that he didn't think he was playing his best out of the gate. Just what do you think he's done to turn it around, and is that the result of the points he's racking up?
Yeah, when Nicky brings his foot speed as his primary element, all the other things fall in place for him. He's great with the puck. Like all players, and especially young players, they will fight to slow the game down because that's the way the game looked for them when they come out of amateur hockey. They could just slow it down and take their time. And then they get here and they find out you can't. But once they have 3 or 4 good games, they'll try to slow it down again, and he's had far fewer of those. He's been far more consistent in staying at the right pace.
I don't know how many people would have headed into that game and drew it up as, you win that game 4-0 with goals from Thorburn and Patan and Morrissey. Last game it was another, unlikely hero is doing it. You hear comments about teams that have learned how to win or know how to win. Are you seeing that from your group?
I think that everybody on our bench feels they're important, and they don't go on the ice just to hold water and to get through the shift. They understand that they are all impact players in how we use them. And that is more like what they're used to. So Nick Petan, certainly through World Juniors and his junior experience and when he was with the Moose, they don't win if he doesn't play well. And now, based on the minutes, playing with Blake Wheeler, Mark O'Donnell as well, know that they're critical to our success, and they play like it.
As a group, though, I mean, last year you had trouble coming back in the third period. You've had some big comebacks this year. You're winning games all kind of different ways. Is there a quantifiable way of describing what we're seeing from this team and their ability to do it so many different ways?
Yeah, I wouldn't qualify them yet. I think we're closer to an understanding of the game that we're good at now than we were maybe at any point last year. Part of that is we have a higher skill set here right now, and they can move the puck differently, and we can do different things with this team. And then there's an offensive confidence in that room that we would have never had then. There are players that feel that they have a chance to score every night, because a lot of them came into this league again feeling that way. And now they come in, they're playing big minutes, and when they hit the ice, it's, again, not just to get through the shift. They believe that they can score some goals. So there's what we hope is the offensive confidence in our room that you can do more of what Chicago will do most nights, and that's frustrate you very well defensively, and then they'll just make you pay for the mistakes that you make off that.
Just last one, what did you think of the Morrissey hit?
It was a really good hit.